Young folks being able to just express how the Lord worked in their hearts over the week of camp. And I tell you what, I know without a shadow of a doubt, they're going to share some things with you tonight that if you'll listen, it will touch your heart too. The way the Word of God and the Spirit of God and the week at camp, how the Lord has used that in their lives. I know God will use it in our church as well, and He'll use it in our lives. And some of these, at least almost half of them, maybe not quite half, but some of them really got a double barrel camp. They were in Pensacola 1 week. They had a week to kind of get a break and get everything together, and then next thing you know, they're headed back out to round two and the camp at NGM. But just pray for them. That as they get up, they'll be able to express exactly what they want and that the Lord be glorified. And we want to encourage them and pray for them in the days ahead. And like I mentioned before, I think I mentioned probably last week or the week before, we are just over our halfway mark of the year. It's been a great year, has it not, church? We've been busy about the Lord's work, and I'm thankful for that. We've seen some great decisions in our church, and we just sense God working. But you know what? As I sense the Lord working, I can sense at the same time the devil trying to discourage us and trying to fight us. And I'm going to talk about this later tonight, so I'm not going to get ahead of myself. But one of the best ways, I'm convinced of this, church, one of the best ways to send the devil on his way is to praise Almighty God. To lift our voices, and that's what these young people are going to do tonight. They're going to testify of the goodness and greatness of God and how He's worked in their lives, and I trust that you'll be an encouragement. Well, for you shorter ones, I think we do have a little wooden stool up here ready to go, but if you feel like you need that. But who would like to start us off? Brother Jeremiah, you come on up, and then you guys just follow in as you feel the Lord leading you.
My name is Jeremiah, and so I was able to go to NGM camp last week, and Brother David Garlick was the speakers, and yeah, he was really good. Like, all his messages were really good, but the one that stood out to me the most was on the Friday night one, and he was talking about how, he used the analogy. He got Lee and then Rhett and then Jonathan. He's there, and so, like, he used Jonathan to be God, and then, like, he used Rhett to be the world, and then he used Lee to be the Christian. And he was talking about how, like, the world will move farther and farther away from God, and sometimes the Christian, they're not necessarily living in the world, but they stay close to the world, and they kind of follow the world where it goes, and before long, the world's, like, really far away of God, and the Christian's, like, over there with the world, and so it makes the Christian really far away from God. So if you all pray for me that I'll stay close to God and not use the excuse of I'm not in the world, but I'm not, like, following the world away from God.
Amen.
Hey, we had some opportunity to go to NGM camp last year, too, and Brother David was really great, like Jeremiah said, and one thing that stood out that he said, treat your sin the way that your sin treats you, and that just, like, really stuck out to me, because, like, we don't treat our sin the way it treats us. We let it, like, knock us down and everything, and we don't try to knock it down. So that really stuck out to me, but then another thing that stuck out to me is, every morning we had morning devotions before we even leave our cabin, and Allie Dyer did ours. And every morning she talked about joy. And if you know me, you know that I smile a lot, and sometimes I don't even know why I'm smiling, but I'm just smiling. And our joy comes from the Lord, and so I just want to praise the Lord for the joy that He gives me.
Amen. Okay, so on Friday night, Mr. Brother David, or whatever his name was, he was talking about how fearing God, and he gave a definition, and it said it was respect His holiness by hating what He hates and loving what He loves. And I just thought that maybe I should, like, not love what, like, I should love what He loves and hate what He hates more.
Amen.
Amen, Valor. Praise the Lord. Okay. Hi, my name is Annalisa, and on Friday, the speaker talked about fearing God. He said that fearing God means to hate what He hates and love what He loves. And he said God hates sin, and he gave all these little analogies and stuff, and he was like, God hates sin so much that it's like throw up in His mouth. And he made it really graphic. It was really gross and everything. So, like, and he said that we should, like, treat sin the same way and hate it like God does. And so, like, just help me pray that I won't sin as much and hate it. So, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hi, my name is Gabby. On Monday night, Mr. Kinney talked about Zacchaeus and how he was a tax collector. And I want everybody to learn that money doesn't get you into heaven, and that you want to be more of a servant of God than trying to get more money than God.
Amen. Amen.
I'm just kidding. What did you say? All right. What stuck out to me was from theme time, Miss Bethany said, our theme verse mentions that we should lay aside every weight in our Christian race. And I thought of it this way. You know, I play soccer and football. And if I wear the stuff I wear in football in a soccer game, it's not going to help me. And I just ask that you'd pray for me and that I would lay aside the weight in my Christian race and do God's will.
Hi, I'm JJ, and like several people have already talked about, Mr. Garlick on Friday night talked about fearing the Lord and how we should hate sin the way God hates sin. And I got to thinking after the service, and I realized there was some sin in the world that I considered not a big deal, but God says that all sin is a big deal, no matter what, no matter how small of a sin you think it is. So if y'all would just pray for me to fear the Lord and hate all sin the way God hates sin.
Hi, my name is Reckon, for those of you who don't know me. And I had the privilege of going to the gym this week, and it was honestly so much fun, and I learned so much. But the sermon that spoke out to me the most was by Mr. Garlick, and he said about getting bitter or better. And I realized that I was bitter up against so many people for a lot of reasons, and I didn't want to forgive them because they had either done something to me, and I said, no, I don't want to forgive you. But I realized that, you know, God forgave me, so why shouldn't I forgive them? And Mr. God gave us a definition of bitterness. He said it was unresolved violation of our justice system that leads to hurt or revenge. And he also gave us 3 points about bitterness. Number one, it's hard to detect. Number two, it can destroy lives. And number three, there's a cure. He said that it's hard to detect because we usually want to blame others, say, oh, it's not my fault, it's your fault, I didn't do this, but that's when it can destroy our lives, because then we start to realize, like, oh no, it's not their problem, it's my problem, and then it can knock it down ourselves. But the cure is to go to the tree, which is the cross. And he gave us some verses, which was Exodus 15:22-25, which was, so Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out to the wilderness in Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Meribah, they could not drink the waters of Meribah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Meribah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and then he cast into the waters, and the waters were made sweet. And there he made a statue of ordinance, and then he proved them. So what I learned is that, you know, we can go to Jesus. He will listen. And so please pray for me that I can forgive other people and ask Jesus to help me forgive other people like I should.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Holly. And last week was so much fun, and the sermons were great. But the one that stuck out to me most was Friday, when Brother Garlick spoke about how to fear God. And the definition was to respect His holiness by loving what He loves and hating what He hates. A wholesome dread is displeasing Him. And Brother Garlick said, if we fear God, He'll keep us away from sin. And that I've realized that I've been getting closer and closer to sin and farther from God. So if y'all pray for me to stay close to God and farther away from sin.
Hi, my name is Colin Dyer, for those who don't know me. And this week of camp was really fun. And all of our nightly services were awesome. But this week, all the people at the services, the teens, they would kind of joke and laugh during it. And I thought that they wouldn't learn about God, that they didn't really want to. But on Friday night, we had a devotion, and they all came out about these problems in their lives. And I'll tell you, it was really emotional. And it just showed me that people could change, and that's what I learned. And I hope that I would be able to minister to people in the future so that they could learn and that they can change.
Hey guys, my name is Cody Davis, and the past week at NGM was really, really fun and awesome as usual. On the first night, Monday night, the first thing he does when he gets up on stage, the pastor, he says he's going to preach a little mini sermon before his actual sermon, and it was actually really important. It was 2 Chronicles 12:14 was like the one verse he preached out of, and it's talking about Rehoboam, and he says, "And he did evil because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord." And he said that we need to prepare our hearts to seek the Lord at the very beginning of the week, or nothing during the week will last, nothing will matter or change you. If you don't prepare your heart to seek the Lord, it won't stick, you won't change. And then he goes on to preach that night. The title was, "What is Your Life?" And he was saying that we worry about an infinitely small speck of time, and we put all our effort and concentration and energy into that one little speck, and we forget about all of eternity. We don't work for eternity. We just focus on this itty-bitty little part. And then later, he talked about, the next night, he talked about Bethel and Lot and all that. Bethel was the place of worship where Abraham built the altar to God. And the first thing that Lot did that was sinful, he left Bethel and went away. But then the next thing was he looked towards Sodom, which represents sin. He started looking at it, getting acquainted with it. Like, most of the time we think of looking at it, like, that's not really bad, looking at sin. But then you think forward, and later, Sodom, Lot's wife was killed for the very same sin, looking back and looking at Sodom. And often we, once we start looking, we start getting closer and closer until all of a sudden we're there. Please help, just pray for me that I won't look towards sin, that I'll hate it like God does. And, yeah, pray for me.
Amen. Amen.
Of course, I got to go to camp as well this year, and I did get to teach the teen guys their Bible this year, and I really enjoyed that. That was it was a blessing to watch these guys respond throughout the week and the things they get. But one of the things that are really the reason that I'm up here tonight is not to give a testimony of what I did or what God did. But there was a young girl that went with us, a little girl that's played softball on my team for the last couple of years, and I had talked with her and got her to go to camp with us. And her mom was working today until 6:30. She wasn't going to be able to come tonight. And she sent me a text a little while ago and said, "Coach Ricky, can you read my testimony to the people?" And I said, "Absolutely." And so she's just got through texting me her testimony. I want to read it to you. It says, "I'm so grateful for the church to invite me to the camp. It was so much fun. I got to meet new friendly people like me. My testimony today is that the Lord had spoke to me at the camp, and I realized that all this time I'd been going to church, I was just running away from God and not reaching the future that God had in store for me. Finally, after being in church for 5 years, I'm getting tired of running and ready to listen, and hopefully God is hearing my prayers." This is a very... she has been involved in the church. She goes to a church over at the Salvation Army, actually, is where she's been going to church now for the last 5 years. Very involved there, but she's seeing that God's really calling her out for something else. So y'all continue to pray. Her name is Verdacia Billups.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
This week I got to go to NGM, and Pastor Kenny was talking about week, and he said that Zacchaeus, how he was trying to run away from God. And the Lord spoke to me on that message that I've been not following Him, and that I've not been doing what He's been wanting me to do, and that people are going to hell because of me and other people. And I ask you that you will pray for me, that I will do what God wants me to do, and that I can help people get saved.
Amen.
Well, you know, as you can see, you know, camp was very good this year, and you know, especially for me, I felt like it was an above average year. God showed me a lot of things, but I will say that, before the week started, you know, the week before camp, usually about a month before camp, I was under some discouragement and some spiritual warfare, and I was just feeling really burned out. And, you know, I remember thinking a couple of days before I was leaving, you know, when I was preparing for a devotion, I was like, Lord, I just feel really burned out, and I just don't feel like I have a lot to give. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, I'm going to have some boys that I'm going to be responsible for and be responsible for their spiritual needs this week. And I just did not feel equipped to do that week. But, you know, praise the Lord, He filled me up. And, you know, I'm just really thankful for that. Specifically on Friday night, I was able to counsel a young boy, and he had some really, really deep questions that I needed to answer. And, you know, I'm not ragging on myself. You know, I'm ragging on the Lord here. Please understand. But I was able to answer his questions, and, you know, with zero preparation. You know, that's kind of odd for me, because a lot of times somebody asks me a deep question, I got to think about it for a week, and then I still can't answer it. So it had to be the Lord. But, you know, praise the Lord, God is good. And, you know, I can really tell that He understood it, and that He was able to grasp, you know, these deep concepts of the Bible. That they were serious questions for Him. You know, they were things that He needed to know. And, you know, just praise the Lord that I was able to be a messenger from the Lord for that. You know, NGM, you know, we just love NGM. I say this every year. You know, if you're looking for a ministry to donate to, this is a great opportunity to do it. Hopefully we can get this new camp built. But, I just once again, praise the Lord for all He's done this week in my life and all these kids' lives here. And thank you.
Real pleasure to serve at NGM this year. Your sons and daughters represented themselves well down there. They did a fantastic job. I always saw them. They always had good attitudes. They were doing what they were supposed to do, just jumping in and helping. And I want to tell you something. That's just gratifying to me as a parent, and I know it is to y'all. And it's just something to praise the Lord about. Brother David Garlick, the man that the teens are referring to as the campfire speaker, for those of you who do not know, he's the youth pastor over at Calvary Baptist, and he did a phenomenal job. You know, the campers talk about how God ministers to their hearts. Well, us grown-ups get ministered to, too. And he did preach a message on Back to Bethel one night about Lot's path to destruction and how, you know, he could have stayed there with Abraham and worked things out. But he looked at the world and looked at what was afar off and let the world entice him. And that kind of got to me. Sometimes I let the world entice me and all its little trinkets and treasures, and I realized that I had to just keep my eyes on God and keep serving Him. There was the number I heard on the salvation decisions was 12. There might be more. I don't know. I didn't get a number on any dedications or anything like that, but you can tell by the testimonies that God really worked in their lives. In the campers' lives. And even our old friend Matt Davis was down there helping us minister. He was in the teen cabin with the boys. He gave the devotional on Friday night. And I want to tell you something, he didn't pull any punches on that devotional. The boys, just about every one of them, had something to say after that. You know, all week long they kind of clammed up and didn't say anything. But that night, Friday night, a lot of them were pouring their hearts out, praying for one another. Now, you want to tell you something that'll bless your heart. Just hear a teen boy with a kind of a broken, heartfelt, sincere prayer for his dorm mate. Yes. That'll bless your heart. So, amen. All in all, it was just a great week, and we thank y'all for supporting us. Thank you for your prayers, and I want to say something. We still got a camp down there in Oglethorpe County. We need to get built, and please pray for that. I know that. There's some money coming in from Calvary Baptist and Sandy Creek that's going to enable us to build at least one dorm. But, you know, we can't have just one dorm. We got to have another one. So pray that God will just supply the need down there. It's great. And we broke ground down there. We started in 2005. And I remember that during that year we said, well, we might have us a camp next year. And then 2006 came and we said the same thing every year. But I know God's going to do something, so just help us pray about that, if you would, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Thomas.
Amen. Hello, my name's Cassidy, for those that don't know me. And I'm just so thankful that I got to grow up at NGM Camp, and I'm even more thankful that I can go back now as a staffer. But the Lord had a message for me down there, and so I just kind of wanted to share one way that He ministered to my heart, and I'm probably going to kind of cry my way through this, so just bear with me. The theme was running, as maybe you've like picked up on by now, running the race, gotta run. And so every morning, teens and preteens have theme time, where we just talk about the theme verse and what it means to run the Christian race. And I sat through the preteen theme time every day, and on the last day, they showed a video, and I think they showed it in the teens too, of I think it was the 1992 Olympics, and there was a young man who was favored to win the 400-meter race. And so all of the cameras were on him and just predicting him to win. And the race started, and about halfway through, he tore his hamstring, and he fell to the ground. But before the stretchers could even come to him, he got back up, and he started limping because he wanted to finish the race. And the cameras... the cameras captured a man pushing his way through the crowd. Sorry. I do this every time I stand up here. I push his way past security, and it was his father. And there was some narration with the video to kind of let us know what was going on, but the father just came alongside and supported his son as he tried to finish. And the look on the son's face was, you could tell he was in so much pain. But the father upheld him as he ran the rest of the way. And he was telling his son, you don't have to do this. Like, but he said, yes, I do. And he pushed through, and before he crossed the finish line, the father let go, and the runner finished. He didn't come in first, but he finished. And as I sat through preteen theme time, I was trying my best not to just lose myself. Because I saw myself in that runner. Not because I'm a runner, but because I am a runner in the Christian race. And I saw the Lord come into my aid. And in my pain, like, He's there, and He helps me through it, and He supports me. And I just was reminded in a very real way of how much He loves me and how much He carries me. But then, as I thought a little bit more, I saw Jesus in that runner. Because as Jesus endured the cross, there was so much pain that He faced, but He didn't quit, and He endured the cross. And He finished, and because He finished and pressed through the pain of the cross, we have the hope of His resurrection and of eternal life. And our theme verse was Hebrews 12:1, which says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. But the verse after that says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So there was so much good things that came, so many good things that came this week at NGM. But the Lord was just really sweet and good to me. Just minister to me in that moment at preteen theme time. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Cassie.
Hi, I'm Ansley, and this has like been a great year for NGM. I really am grateful for all of you teenagers that enjoyed camp, and I'm really thankful that you guys have laid your testimonies for God and everything, including you counselors. Anyway, when we were at NGM camp, I was really nervous to be a counselor for the first time in my life for the teenagers. And when we were in campfire on Wednesday night, Brother David talked about bitterness, and I realized that I still have a problem with others. Like, I was filled with hate, anger, and hurt and revenge because I didn't know what I was doing, and I do lose my temper a lot, which is not supposed to happen. But one thing came to me, is there any bitterness in my heart? Am I eating up with bitterness? And yes, I am, and still going with it, but God doesn't want me to be like that. He wants me to let go of all that. And He wants me to forgive and to be thankful and joy. So please pray for me. Thank you.
Hey guys, Zeke, if you don't know me, and I don't have a testimony. I just have a few prayer requests that y'all just help pray for me. Struggling in a lot of areas, and I just need help. So, thank you.
It was my pleasure to go again this year to NGM camp, and I was one of the counselors in the teen boys section, and Matt Davis was also in there, as well as Hunter and some other gentlemen. And we had a pretty good group of guys this week. We had some who had no clue what was expected of them, what to do, had no experience being around the things of the Lord or anything else, and really had no idea how to behave themselves. But They weren't the ones that we struggled with. It was the ones that had been to camp and church over and over and over and knew what to do, but they were struggling this week. They were several times the other counselors and I looked at each other and said, "These are the guys that know better. You know, what's wrong?" And you know, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night went by and Those guys, the ones that really should have been the leaders in the camp, they weren't stepping up. They weren't being the leaders. And Thursday and Friday night came, and even at the final what was really the final service Friday night, those gentlemen just they came forward and they prayed, but you could kind of tell there was a little bit of a barrier there, and they just hadn't surrendered all the way. And Friday night, Matt Davis got up and gave them our final devotion that evening. And Matt was transparent with them. He explained to them an area or two that he had struggled with, and let them know that he had trouble with this, and that temptation and sin will creep into your life, and that God is able to overcome that. We're not on our own, but God is, and if we will depend on Him, that we can have victory over that sin. And I think his transparency with those boys just broke through that barrier with them, and they gave in. And you know, I grew up in a Christian home, and I didn't face all the things that these guys face these days. A lot of these guys even are growing up in Christian homes and still have access to pornography on the internet, drinking, drugs, smoking, dipping, all the things that you would not expect to see in churches and in Christian homes. And these young men were standing up one after the other and saying, "Hey, I've got this problem. I'm struggling with this, and I need help. And I've got this problem, and I need help. And I've got this family member who's you know, needs some prayer." And that devotion turned into a prayer meeting with those boys. Yeah. And they were praying for each other. And we knew that they got it because they were seeing that they didn't have to do it on their own. They can't. And you know, sometimes I feel like in our churches we kind of do the same thing. Everybody looks at us going to church, and they think that we're perfect and we have everything figured out and all of that. And sometimes we need to be a little bit more transparent with them and let them know, look, I struggle just like you do. And the issues that everybody else has, we have the same issues. We just have the answer. And as long as we'll depend on Christ and His strength and the Holy Spirit, we can have victory as well. And I was really pleased that those young men left understanding that Christians struggle, but Christians have the answer. And we know that we can go to God, and He always will be there for us no matter what.
I was the photographer this year, as everybody can tell, anybody who has Facebook. And I'm not through, y'all. I got probably 1,000 more pictures to load. I just decided sleep was more important, so they're to come in the future. Anyway, but because I did take so many pictures, I wanted a sampling of everything. So I walked around the camp, and I took a picture. I took pictures of every single event we did at camp. And that was a blessing to me because I got to hear, like, I always work in the teens, but I got to hear a lot of the preteen stuff also because I was taking pictures and I was listening as I was taking pictures of people. And, you know, that camp is just full from the start in the morning to the end of the night. It is full of Bible teaching and preaching all day long. I mean, we have a devotional in the morning as soon as you get up in your cabins. You have, you have theme time that is based around the Bible. Yes, it's talking about a certain theme. This year it was running, but they entwine the Bible into that and Christ and all that. And then you have the Bible classes, which is definitely Bible. And I just want to tell you something funny about the preteen little boy class. I was in there and watching them, and Keith Street is great with those little boys. And he had a bunch of these plastic army men set up and for them to look at, and he would use them as visual illustrations and stuff when he was teaching. And he was teaching, and those little boys the whole time, you know, they were moving and they were touching each other and they were being typical little boys. You know, they never sat still. But he would ask a question and they knew the answer. They were listening to him. They knew the answer. That was wonderful that they did. And then you have missionary hour that is definitely missionary stuff. And then the preaching campfire and the unit time, you're memorizing verses. And the winners, y'all, one of them, third place was 500 or almost 500, and that was Adriana. She came with our church. And then the two Braswell girls, both of them said 700 and something. That's a lot of verses, y'all. Christy Fortson Payne that went with our church was Adriana's counselor. And the first time that it was unit time, she walked up to her and handed her a Bible and said, I'm going to say James 2. She said, okay, which verse? She said, no, James 2, the chapter. And Christy went, oh, okay. She said, I guess I better get my listening ears on this week. So you have that, and then you have the preaching at night, that's campfire. And even in surprise hour, Miss Finetta and Jeff, they ask questions from the day or from the week of the missionary hour and the theme time. What did we learn? You know, they would ask questions, and that's like competition. Like whoever answers it, that team gets so many points or whatever. I mean, it's just all day long, y'all. It's just all day long. Great camp. And also what was a blessing to me is Crooked Creek Baptist Church, since this camp started out of our church, I guess we promote it more than others or whatever, I don't know, but it was such a blessing that Crooked Creek campers made up like a fourth of that camp, probably more than that if you want to count reserves. And the Crooked Creek workers made up probably about a third of the staff. So that's a praise and a blessing. And then the very last night, after he preached on fearing God, since I was taking pictures and everything, I looked around, and when he gave the invitation, y'all, everybody went forward. I mean, there was only like a handful of people left in the seats. So that was wonderful that these kids and all the kids that went were so obedient to the Holy Spirit with that last night.
Anybody else? Yes, ma'am. Hold on 1 second. Let's get you a mic.
I didn't go to camp this year. Because I had a birthday and I couldn't go. 1971, God called me. I came down the same night that somebody will have to help me. I can't remember things. Ronnie Healan came forward and answered the call for God to preach the Word of God. And I had been out of mission work a little bit. I'd been working in the secular world, and I came and knelt. I think it was here. Well, yeah, we had this place in 71, didn't we? Yeah. I came and knelt and then said, Lord, I'm going back in mission work. And shortly after, they asked me to be on the board and to help organize Neighborhood Gospel Mission. You don't know how much it thrills me to see. I know that some of them struggled. They were nervous. And you would have been too if you got up there where they were. And we couldn't hear some of the things. But I wanted to tell you, I'm proud of you. And I'm proud of all these that have already been to camp and finished camp. Built Christian homes. We've got Christian homes here. People that have been to camp. God has blessed this camp. And God, the devil has worked and done his best to tear it up. But I want to thank God. God is always, He's always in charge. And He's going to finish it to the end. And I pray that I'll see the camp built in Lexington, Georgia before I pass on. And if I pass on, then I'll see it from heaven. And I thank the Lord for what He has done. I see it's been worth it all. It's been a lot of work. People have, from this church, from several churches, have done a lot of work. They've spent a lot of money, and they've helped. But it's been worth it all, because if we just had one of these guys, we had one of these guys or one of these girls to come to know the Lord and to walk. And I like the theme this year, running the race. I like that. And I just pray that every testimony, every one of these will be able to run the race for the Lord. Young people, you don't know. I'm 89 years old. And I can say to that tonight, as my mother used to say every time she gave a testimony, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. And I want to encourage you young people to walk with Him, to run with Him, to do what He asked you to do. And God will bless you. And I think about the little old guy up in one of the, preaching the gospel tonight. And if he had not been for NGM, he wouldn't probably be there. He might have been out in doing something else. But we're going to have some of these. We're going to have them on the mission field. We're going to have them in the pulpit. And we're going to have them walking with the Lord. And so thank you, church, for sending the bus down to send them down. Thank you for the money that you sent down. And thank you, folks that worked in camp, because this is work, it's a job. I've been there, I know. And so thank you so much for what you've done. I love you all, and thank you for what you've done for me. I wouldn't be here tonight if it wasn't for you. And thank you, church. I love you, and I pray for you every day that God would keep us on running the race for Him. Thank you, Pastor. You've been a good blessing to us. Thank you so much. And Ms., there she is. Ms. Jennings over there. I thought of her name that time. God bless you, folks. We love you.
We love you too, Ms. Elizabeth, and appreciate all your years of service to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Your dedication to him is a true testimony to every person in this room. And we appreciate what God is continuing to do through your life. And boy, I'll tell you what, my heart is so filled right now. And I just praise God. I think I got at least 15 messages right here in my book that I'm going to have to develop. And just from their testimonies, I mean, that was just rich. Boy, just on the fear of God and just laying aside the weights and the message on what was your life and just these different ones that were mentioned. Every testimony that was given tonight, I believe, was very powerful, was it not? And I hope you were touched by the messages. I truly pray that we will all leave here changed as a result of what God did and how He spoke through each of these young people. And I just believe, and I'm praying and trusting that this spirit and desire to please the Lord will just continue on, and that it will just continually pick up momentum throughout this year and the years to come. And who knows what God is yet to do as we yield to Him.